producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Cortland Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies' profile. Now, the Cortland Economics Report.
Welcome in. You're listening to the weekend edition of the KE Report. Starting out the show with a new guest, a very special individual. The gentleman's name is Felix Zuloff. Felix comes with some of the highest credentials of any guest we've ever had on the show. Felix is currently on the East Coast right now vacationing, but he is originally lives and works in Switzerland. Felix, tell our listeners about yourself.
I'm a money manager. I used to be a money manager all my life. I was running mutual funds for a large Swiss bank. I was the strategist for UBS. At the same time, I was running the institutional portfolio management unit of UBS in Zurich. And I left the bank to do whatever I thought was the right approach for money management. I'm an absolute return-oriented person. I can go long and short. I have always been active in equities, fixed income, currencies, and commodities, including gold. And I founded one of the largest hedge fund groups in continental Europe, which I sold several years ago. I'm only running my own money, and I'm helping my son as a partner, as chief investment officer of a small, younger outfit, running a global macro fund, and I also am a consultant to several family offices, financial institutions, from conservative to aggressive around the world on financial market matters.
Obviously highly qualified. Felix, we appreciate you taking some of your time away from your vacation with your family in particular to chat with us. You know, you and I were talking off mic a little bit about the financial crisis which the world is facing right now, and you corrected me absolutely in the right way when you said, you know, this isn't just the problem of the U.S., this is also the problem of Europe. Europe has made some very serious mistakes along with the United States, and you started out by talking about the easy money created by the Fed. Can you elaborate on that for us?
Well, once Paul Volcker handed a clean situation over to Alan Greenspan in the U.S. in the late 80s, Greenspan, whom I met regularly when he was an advisor to the bank I worked for, he was concerned about the risk of another depression. And due to that fear, he pursued a relatively easy monetary policy all through his career at the helm of the Fed. And that easy monetary policy had its consequences in booms in the U.S., but it spread the money throughout the world. And in the early 1990s, the Europeans suffered from eurosclerosis, and they came together and said, we have to do something after the fall of the wall, and we have to integrate Germany better, because otherwise it's the big Germany that could create a threat to others, etc. And they created the European Monetary Union, and they put together a currency for structurally completely different economies. And as one could say from the very beginning, that doesn't work well. And now we have an Italian at the helm of the ECB, and all he does is trying to weaken the currency as much as he can, that Italy can stay inside and the less competitive economies can stay inside that monetary union. At the same time, you had the rise of China. China did all the right things at the very beginning. from a very underdeveloped economy, changing into a market, more market-oriented economy, and over time, the excess money that could not be absorbed for the real economy in the Western world went to China and other emerging economies and created the boom over there. That was a blessing to the Western world because after the great financial crisis, our economies did not really recover well after that, because for very structural reasons that we have, demographic reasons, over-indebtedness reason, regulation, too much regulation reasons, ill-guided policy reasons, etc., etc. And China was a blessing, and the emerging economies were a blessing, but now every boom goes to an excess, and once the excess is hit, then all of a sudden the boom ends, and we go into a downswing, and that's where China is. And that boom created a situation where virtually, and easy money worldwide, where virtually every industry around the world has excess capacities. Therefore, the pricing of many products has started to weaken. It started with the weakest segments, which was energy, basic resources, then it went to industrials, materials, and it will go on. What we are witnessing is a slow-motion depression in the world economy, whereby the central banks keep supporting the system, and by doing that, forces the system to go deeper and deeper into debt. You know, 15 years ago, total debt in the world amounted to about $87 trillion. At the peak of the 2007 stock market boom, the number was at $142 trillion. Now we are over $200 trillion. So we are compounding, and we are making the system, the financial system, more and more vulnerable, and it's very weak. And what you saw in recent days is there were questions about the European banking system. I personally believe that there will be a banking crisis in Asia. There will be a banking crisis in Europe, because the economic growth that we see is simply not sufficient. And I compare it very often to a plane. When a plane flies at 30,000 feet and loses some height because it slows down, that's no problem. But when you do that at 1,000 feet level, then it's risky, and you run the risk of crashing. And that's where we are in. We are not in a situation like in 2008, where the world economy, just like turning the switch, collapsed very briefly after the Lehman event. This time around, it's a grinding and eroding downward of economic growth and weak pricing in the corporate sector that affects earnings. You know, if you compare company A with company B, and company A and B have the same revenues, but one has achieved it by rising prices and declining volumes, and the other one just the opposite, by rising prices and declining volumes, then it means that those with declining prices suffer declining earnings, and those with rising prices enjoy rising earnings. That's due to the fixed costs that the corporate sector has. And that's the situation we are in. So the weakest and those with the lowest profit margins are hurt first. And then they have to cut costs. And cutting someone's costs means cutting someone else's income.
Felix, I need to stop you just for a second. Our stations need to take a commercial break at this point in time. But we're going to be right back in the second segment. Going to talk a little bit about what I think is the biggest danger out there. And Felix has alluded to it so far. And that is the banking system.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
This is Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year, in addition to the emotional stress on employees and their families. That's why Famous Footwear is committed to raising funds to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in the March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
As your body ages, there's a 10% decline in your ability to repair each passing decade after the age 28. By age 40, your ability to repair from demanding manual labor, exercise, or a stressful desk job has declined by 12%. By using One World Way, you supercharge your body's ability to repair and eliminate inflammation. Our unique frequency-encoded whey protein, coupled with our high-quality whey, improves your cell's ability to make protein, which is to say, repair itself.
My name is Jonathan Rice, and I'm 40 years old. I recently went from a desk job to a manual labor job. Normally, I'm worn out. With Energy Enhanced One World Whey, I now recover so quickly that I can perform very hard work all day long. I use Energy Enhanced One World Whey for breakfast and lunch, and I experience less hunger throughout the day. I have a 30% increase in energy, and I just feel better. I plan to make Energy Enhanced One World Whey a permanent part of my lifestyle.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Today, more than ever, it's imperative that you protect your digital privacy. EDEC Digital Forensics Signal Blocking Anti-Radiation Anti-Surveillance Faraday Bags shield the contents of your phones, tablets, and key fobs from 4G, Wi-Fi, GPS, Bluetooth, NFC, and more. Find us at edecdf.com/radio or call us now at 805-222-4584. That's 805-222-4584. Radio listeners get 20% off your order.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
All right. Moriarty. Welcome back. Chatting with Felix Zuloff right now. You know, Felix, in the last segment, you were talking about the banking system. You were talking about easy money. We did a little bit of research this past week on the strength, the health, I guess I should say, of the banking system in Europe, which is brought to everybody's attention right now, certainly by the major bank in Germany. But having said that, you know, when you look at some of the Italian banks, the French banks, and the British banks, there is big trouble right around the corner from some of those banks. Can you elaborate on that and what effect you think that may have on the world economic situation?
Yeah, the Asian banks, and primarily those in Singapore, Hong Kong, and in China, they will suffer from the fallouts of the bust that comes after the big boom that China and its related economies in that area had. So I'm concerned about that crisis coming eventually to the Asian banking system. In Europe, it's a little bit different. Europe has a relatively weakish capitalized banking system. So on average, they have maybe 4% equity capital or so. And there are a lot of non-performing loans. And particularly in Italy, you have non-performing loans of 18% or so for the whole system. And the Europeans decided a while ago when Cyprus failed that they need to create the shock absorber. And the shock absorber, they decided, was the bail-in. And the bail-in is that banks can take clients' money and give them equity capital for it. The clients have no choice. When they are there with their money, they are exposed to that risk. We have seen several bail-ins in Italy already. We have seen bail-ins in Greece. We have seen bail-ins in Cyprus. And those bail-ins means that banks' clients lose capital, they get worthless paper, virtually, and that is anything else but strengthening the confidence in the banking system. And the newest thing is that they reduce the cash transactions in many economies. In Italy, you can only do cash transaction for 1,000 euros, not more. If you do something more, it's illegal. So if you go to a shop and you buy a nice suit and it costs 2,000 euros, you cannot pay cash. Maybe the tailor offers you two invoices and you pay the first at 1,000 and the second at 1,000. But it's all silly and it creates a declining confidence in our authorities and in the banking system. Then banks created a shock absorber system called contingency bonds or COCOs. And what it means is if a bank enters a trouble situation, it means that the bank can decide that the COCO bonds that have an attractive coupon, of course, will be exchanged for equities. And then the former bondholder, COCO bondholder, gets equities. Of course, equities are, again, worth much less than what the bondholder paid for COCO. So with the equity prices declining as sharply as they have in the last few months in Europe, it is very, very difficult for European banks to raise equity capital in today's market environment because it's simply too expensive and they cannot get it. And so the COCOs are getting executed one by one. And I think eventually you will see in the crisis that is spreading worldwide that you will have a lot of nationalization. It will be another problem because the governments that have to nationalize the banks and then equip them with new equity capital simply don't have the money. So the governments will issue more government paper. And you know who will buy those papers? That's probably the central banks. So you see how sick and vulnerable and risky our system has become due to easy money forever.
you mentioned the potential of a banking crisis in China. That, in my opinion, would be very possibly the straw to break the camel's back. Can you elaborate on how you feel about a banking crisis in mainland China?
China is in a downswing. China had the biggest boom mankind has ever seen in the real economy. In the top three boom years, they used as much cement as the U.S. in the last 100 years altogether. So this was a terrific boom in the real economy and a terrific boom in credit because a lot of that is financed by credit. Now in the downswing, most people do not realize that China is in a downswing. The growth rates are still published officially at 6.8 or 6.9% real growth. In reality, it's probably 2 or 3% growth. And we are coming down from 15%, so the trend dynamic is down. And China is trying with dramatic steps to support the economy. They are running a fiscal deficit of about 10% at the present time. They report a much lower one, but that's what it is in reality. And that helps. And they are throwing huge amounts of liquidity, newly created by the bank, People's Bank of China, at the banking system to support the banks. Last year, the new credit creation amounted to about $4 trillion. Now you have to keep in mind that economy total size GDP is about $10 trillion. That means you had 40% credit growth. 40% credit growth. And you only saw maybe in nominal terms 5% GDP growth. That tells you that a lot of money is disappearing in a lot of many black holes. And that tells you that what's happening is the banks are adding the interest payment to the loans because their borrowers cannot pay. So it's a pretty desperate situation. The Chinese, like any other economy and government, they have to decide, do we want to support the economy and the banking system, or do we want to support the currency? Right now they are trying both, and they are wasting their foreign exchange reserves to support their currency. Eventually, when they burn more and more of their foreign exchange reserves, they have to focus on either one because you cannot do both at the same time. And then I think they will let the currency go. And once that happens, that will be a dramatic hit of deflationary nature to the rest of the world because China is the biggest exporter in the world.
To find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issuing company and other factors. Not available in all states.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. Continuing the first hour of the weekend edition. You know, I have to tell you, it is amazing how fragile the economic system is today. But something that isn't fragile at all right now is a company that Corey and I are invested in. We follow it on this site. It's a company called NatCore Technologies. Chuck Pravini is with us. Chuck is the founder and president of NatCore. You know, Chuck, I'm looking right now at a chart of your stock, and in early February, just a few weeks ago, your stock took a meaningful spike upward, up from about 35 cents or thereabouts to about 52 cents. What's causing that movement? I know you've got a lot of interest because the volume is pretty good, too.
Well, in fairness, I spent 30 or something years on Wall Street, and the one thing that I do know is I don't know what makes stocks go up and down.
Okay. Well, it's, in my humble opinion, it's all about fundamentals. You know, and you guys have serious fundamentals behind NatCore. Let's talk about that first.
Yes, seriously. We have a very loyal group of shareholders, and for a small company, we received an awful lot of press for several reasons, but most recently because some of the things we're doing we are really creating the next generation in solar cells. And what you're also seeing is that there's a huge glut of very inexpensive and inefficient panels and cells on the market right now that, quite frankly, are just not doing the job with respect to growing solar. So what's going to drive the solar industry going forward, and the industry knows this, is efficiency. And not just efficiencies increasing by 1 or 2%, but increasing by 5 and 6 and 7%. So anybody who has a technology that is leading the way to that efficiency is getting noticed. And frankly, that's one of the reasons you're seeing a lot of people noticing us right now, not just shareholders, but industry.
Let's talk about a little bit about the awareness that's going on within the industry right now. You are getting an awful lot of interest from people who would be in a position to invest and seriously help out with product development and product sales. How much of that can you talk about?
What I'm finding right now is that most of the calls we get are from companies or countries that are not in the solar business but want to be in the solar business. They typically are in energy business. They're in the oil business or they're in gas business or something like that. And what they're trying to do is to get into the solar business because they have an advantage. They don't have to retool with the old equipment. They can start from scratch, get the most efficient equipment that's available today, and be at the leading edge of technologies like ours that will, in fact, you know, have them dominate the market. So right now, most of the calls we're getting and most of the proposals that we're entertaining are from people who want to get in the industry for the first time.
I find that to be interesting. You know, it really shows the amount of credence that the solar industry has, for lack of better terms. You know, when you look at what's going on in the energy sector, vis-a-vis oil, vis-a-vis uranium, et cetera, et cetera. It strikes me that with the support, what I would call the green industry, which you guys are very definitely part of, with the support that you're getting there from the government and from commercial interests, this is a damn good place to be right now, Chuck.
And it depends also, you have to, as to where in the country or where in the world we're talking. For instance, we're speaking with a developer in Belize. Belize right now pays 28 cents a kilowatt hour for their electricity. They have to import 100% of it from Mexico. Typically, solar arrays will cost out at maybe 8 or 9 cents a kilowatt hour. So you can see the huge savings, not just for the government, but also for people. Even if you get a power purchase agreement for, 18, 19 cents, it's still saving the people 10 cents a kilowatt hour. So that's a huge, huge savings, much more so than what we see here in the United States. So where solar is really taking a lead are in countries where the energy costs are so expensive, and quite frankly, that's mostly around the world.
We live in the Northwest, in the northern part of the Northwest, I have to say, and we get a lot of gray days and we get a lot of rain, and in spite of that, I'm seeing more and more solar panel type apparatus going on people's roofs, people's houses. You know, they're doing a fair amount of road work down the just off of Interstate 5 from us, and the temporary traffic light that they put in spite of the fact that we have a lot of gray weather, et cetera, that temporary traffic light is solar powered. So, you know, this is not a pipe dream. This is very definitely a reality. Talk a little bit about how NatCor increases the efficiency of the cells.
We are basically crafting our technology that will emulate a heterojunction cell that was developed years ago by Panasonic and Sharp, ultimately, which is a 25-26% efficient cell. Most of the cells currently that go on solar panels are 16-18% at best. What we've done, we feel, is to take that high-efficiency heterojunction cell with very unique technologies, and we feel we can make that same cell at roughly 50% the cost as the cells were made by Panasonic and Sharp. We do that by eliminating several of the steps. We also do it by eliminating silver and replacing it with aluminum. And we also do it by not using these high-temperature and expensive furnaces, but by using lasers. So there's three or so things that we do to reduce that cost, but still feel that we can get that high-efficiency cell that will dominate the market. And as you can see, from 16-17% to 24-25% is a monumental change, especially when you start talking about amortizing these power plants over 20 years.
Chuck, you know, one man cannot do this by himself. Obviously, this is a very sophisticated project that you have going. Technologically, you're way ahead of the curve, it would appear. Talk about the people who you're working with, if you would. You've got an incredibly strong advisory board. These are people who seem to be very dedicated, from what I have seen, to what the direction NatCore is going in. Highlight some of these guys, would you?
We have Dave Carlson, who is really engaged himself with this. He's the former head of BP Solar. Charlie Gay was the head of NREL, the National Renewable Energy Lab, as well as Applied Materials. Dennis Flood is our CTO, who worked at NASA for 32 years. 22 of those years, he was putting solar panels on space shuttles and satellites. David Leedy, PhD from MIT, who runs our lab up in Rochester. He's the one who drives the engine. And I think the business guys here, Brian, myself, Brian London, I think we do a pretty good job of giving them somewhat of a free rein, but also a little bit of direction. So we've assembled, I think, literally the who's who in the solar industry right now. And like I said, we're very close, we feel, coming up with this next generation of solar cell that's going to change the industry.
Well, I got to tell you, the next 6 months are really going to be interesting times. Touch on one other thing, if you would. We've only got about 45 seconds left here. How's the balance sheet look at this moment in time? Because you can't do anything without capital.
We have been very selective as to how we raise money and when we raise money. We're very protective of dilution, et cetera. So we just closed a small financing. We typically raise $1 million or so at a time. We probably could raise more. We have an institution or two that participates in every one of our financings, as well as some of our shareholders. They've typically done well, and they've made some money. So again, we only raise the money we absolutely need for the next year or so. And I think we're doing that because we think we're relatively close to our first revenue, and when that happens, we don't want extra money in the bank that we raise by dilution. We'd rather raise, use that money to pay the bills with people paying us for our business services.
Well, I tell you, Chuck, I have to commend you for the fiscal responsibility that you have to your shareholders and to all of your investors. Having said that, Chuck, always a pleasure talking to you. You're a very, very interesting man, and this is a great company to be following. We're looking for great things in the future.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z, 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Welcome in, you know, see, to our weekly market wrap. I have got Dr. Postman with me, got Chris Temple with me, and I got LPG, our international traveler, international financial expert with me. LPG is currently in Marseille, France. Seems to move around the world quite a bit, so he's helping out with our market close today. Having said that, gold had just muddled around towards the end of the week. Yesterday, gold was up a little bit. We had to record this prior to the close of gold, but we did record it at the close of the markets, the conventional markets in the United States. LPG, you and I were chatting earlier today, and I put up the editorial that we did where you felt that you were very confident in actually calling the bottom in for gold, the bottom having occurred back in December, which is kind of what Bob Moriarty said, and also other people, including Gary Savage. Now, rather than talk about that, what I would like to do is I'd like to get commentary from all of you, Chris, Doc, and you, LPG, and let's start with you, Doc, as to what happened in the precious metals markets yesterday. People were waiting for a huge run-up in the price of gold. A huge run-up did occur, but then it kind of fizzled. What are your comments on that, Doc?
Well, my comments are this gold rally is, to me, getting pretty heavy, and it is with the stocks too. But what I feel is we will continue to move up. We have 9 more trading days left in February, and I believe that the impetus will be still up for gold, mm-hmm. those 9 trading days. And then, as I mentioned earlier, we enter March, and March will tell you the story for gold.
You agree with that, OPG?
I tend to think that we could have a bit more juice in this moving gold. And the reason for me to say that is that when I look at some stocks, obviously the technicals are a bit stretched, but in a bull run, they can be stretched a little bit further. And just looking at the GDX, for example, the large miners ETF, there might be a little bit more room to go higher from here. And I suspect that if there's more room for the GDX to go higher, it kind of implies that gold will have more juice. So we could have a retest of the 1263 at a double bottom. We could even push a bit higher to close a gap around 1309 as per Martin Armstrong. So we could have a bit more juice on this move. Again, I can be wrong, but this is the way I look. And if this happens, I'd be very inclined to trim position in precious metal stocks significantly because obviously we came very strong in a short period of time, and a lot of people will take profit. So I don't want to be the last one to take profit.
Chris, how about you?
Well, I said for the last couple of days that I thought that the rally was getting long in the tooth, but I'll tell you what, even though I'm not as religious as some of the gold bugs out there, philosophically I am probably more than any of our audience, but as a practical matter, I'm not. The fact that in the month of February, we went on Friday, yesterday, from a gain of about $140 per ounce for February to maybe $120 on a day when the Dow rallied 300 points and treasuries got hit pretty good and gave up a good chunk of their recent gains, I certainly look at that as a cup half full. I mean, you would have thought with a 300-point gain in the Dow yesterday, Al, that you'd have seen gold go right back down to the $1,200 an ounce level where it broke out at, but it didn't. And it
performed,
I thought, very nicely on Friday. So I still think it's overextended right now. But as I said when we did our regular segment yesterday, people who are gold bugs need to understand that for the time being, at least, gold is reacting to other things. You've had what is probably going to prove next week to have been a one-day wonder in the rally for crude oil. There was utterly no reason fundamentally for oil to spike 10% plus yesterday. And when the reality sets in again next week, barring something that we don't know about, and likewise for the stock pop that we had, I think you're going to see gold consolidate. Even if it was smart to take a little bit of money off the table the last day or two, I think you're going to see gold consolidate at a higher level than bulls and bears alike think possible.
Interesting. Well, you know, oil was a kind of an interesting mover yesterday in the sense that it was up, vis-a-vis West Texas anyway, it was up 10.3%, but it still closed below $30. It closed at $28.91. Brent, on the other hand, was up 8.88%, closed at $32.73, up $2.67 on the day. Doc, I'm still in your camp, man. I think oil is going to go lower and lower, and that's what Chris basically just implied.
Oh, yeah, I think oil had a nice bump here, and I think the beginning of Tuesday it gets a little bit more, and then I think the odds are for a reversal day for oil on Tuesday.
How about you, LPG?
What interests me, I mean, first of all, I have no idea what the bottom could be, but what interests me is that a month ago, roughly, you had both Brent and WTI trading roughly at the same level. So the spread between both was almost nothing. I think it was like 10 or 20 cents a barrel. And now if you look at Brent and WTI, as per the data I have at least, maybe my data is incorrect, but this is what I look at on a daily basis. Now the spread is about $4 and the pressure is much more on WTI, which seems to correlate with the fact that it seems that at Cushing they have storage issues. And as long as storage issues or prevailing at Cushing, it seems to me that WTI at least would be under pressure. So I don't know where the low end. I really have no idea. What I can tell you is that, and I said that to Richard yesterday, I put a lot of price alerts for myself for USO at much lower levels than it is currently. And when typically, historically, when I start to put much lower price alerts on any instrument, it means that the bottom is close. That's all I have to say. You know, it's like my conscious realizing what my subconscious is doing. It's something a bit weird, but I noticed that, thankfully. And I said to Richard, I said, look, I'm starting to do this, and typically this on any instrument, this is a sign that the bottom will be close. We'll see. But, you know, if in a very stupid scenario, you can have oil going below $20, and I think people have to be cognizant of that. Is it likely? I don't know. Is it possible? It is. And they just have to keep this on the back of their mind and be really open-minded to what could happen. That's what I have to say.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, if you're a long-term investor, and you folks have heard this from me before, but if you are a long-term investor, you know, there is absolutely no way, I don't think, long-term that you're going to use money, you're going to lose money in the energy sector. Guys, Chris, starting out with you, comment if you want on what happened in the market yesterday. The market on Friday, vis-a-vis the Dow, was up over 300 points. Good sign or bad sign?
I don't think it's either. I think it's, and I was heartened, I guess, to see even the paid hacks on CNBC and elsewhere pretty much say the same thing that we talked about yesterday morning. You're ahead of a three-day weekend. Everybody and their dog has made money shorting stocks and shorting oil and going long treasuries and going long gold and going long the Japanese yen all week and then some. And ahead of a three-day weekend, they're all cashed in their chips. So you had everything reverse and go the other direction for one day, which to me is almost meaningless. I don't put anything, good or bad, on what happened yesterday except for the fact that traders are closing positions.
Dr. Postman, we only have time for one more opinion here. Doc, we got less than a minute left, actually a minute left, right on the nose. Comments on the way the Dow closed the week?
Interesting, but I feel that come Tuesday morning, I wouldn't be surprised if the Dow moves up about early 50 to 100 points. And I think then you better watch out because I think the market has a good chance of moving down from the technical basis. But I see it opening up. And then I think we may start our move back down again.
LPG, we're airing this in segment four. I don't want to have you not be a part of this for our radio audience. We have 1 minute, ma'am. 1 minute. Tell us what you think.
I say something very boring.
Yeah.
Keep powder dry. Don't chase extended moves because you're going to be slapped one day or another pretty soon. Just look for what is distressed in terms of price and when the value is there and deploy capital in this kind of situation. And with time, the price will take care of itself and you will make money. Rinse, repeat.
Rinse, repeat. You know, it's funny. Over time, everything does take care of itself right now. I mean, for those of you who bought gold at 1700 or 1800 as an example and never sold it on the way down and are now very, very upside down, you know, I would suggest that before this whole thing is done in terms of the gold market, I think you're going to get your money back and then some because time is the healer of everything. There's no question about it. You know, chatting earlier today, which you folks heard in segments one and two of this particular weekend show with Mr. Zuloff, Felix Zuloff, it is really interesting the situation that we are in internationally. And I'll tell you, as Felix put it, I think if you're going to watch for insights as to what's going to happen in these markets, I've got to tell you, I would agree with him when he says watch the banks, the European banks, the Chinese banks, and also the American banks, because they're going to tell the tale. He's looking for bail-ins, as you heard in the first two segments, and that is something that if it happens, I think that's going to break the back of the thing we call confidence. Consumer confidence did go down, by the way, yesterday. Don't forget that. Hope you enjoyed the first segment. We're going to be right back with hour number two.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing? No longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.